All right, so at the top of your page, you need to put your name, the date, class of soteriology, and then put pop quiz 1. Today is the 25th. All right. All right. Okay, question number 1. Define salvation. Basic meaning of salvation. You don't have to be ultra theological, but you do need to be accurate. Number 2. What are the 2 requirements for a Savior to save? Not of the individual, but are the 2 requirements placed upon a Savior? So number 2 is actually 2A and B, if you want to say, or just 2 and 3. List the 2 requirements for a Savior to save.
Question 3 is the
second
requirement.
Yeah.
Question 2 is 2 parts.
Yes, sir. Okay. There are 2 requirements. What are those 2 requirements? Yes, sir?
Question 2 is 2 parts, but 1 part is 3.
So it could be, it could be. If you want to call it 2A and 2B, that's fine.
2A and 3B?
Do not confuse. Okay. Write out Proverbs 14:12. That is a verse you should be memorizing. It's already in your thing. I told you to memorize Proverbs 14:12.
Through salvation, isn't it?
Well, it yes, but Proverbs 14:12. Give me, what is the next number you got? Number 5? Number 4.
Four.
Number 4, give me 2 Old Testament types of salvation. 2 different, distinct Old Testament illustrations of somebody getting saved.
Do we have to describe the story?
No, just list them. There are people throughout the Old Testament that easily can be used to present how somebody gets saved, even though they're in the Old Testament. Huh?
5A and B is
that's 5A and B.
4.
Okay, whatever. 4A and B.
I put 2B is 2.
2B or not to 3B.
So it's just a matter of little something, how I would say that he was able to be saved. He was saved.
No, sir. No, I'm looking for illustrations in the Old Testament that portray salvation, that help explain salvation.
Well,
you need two. Okay.
I just don't want to not have a good answer for you.
Define. Next question. Redemption. Define redemption. Make sure in your definition you explain redemption is da 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 da. Okay. Last question. Define repentance.
I notice you have like six definitions. Is it like repentance to do with just normal everyday repentance?
No, I don't want the normal. I want the high octane with no lead.
Salvation, is it?
Define repentance. Repentance is repentance, my brother. Whether you're saved or lost, repentance is the same thing, just applied to two different conditions. Hand in your papers. Okay.
Okay.